Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Getting your day started.
The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
For a lot of people, the grand opening of the Encore Casino in Everett is this Sunday. They're expecting 50,000 people on Sunday. Good luck, Everett.
Pebbles.
Good luck.
Anyone who lives in that vicinity.
Everybody besides Pebbles is excited about this. Everyone besides Pebbles is ecstatic about this. But that's on Sunday. Tonight, Melissa's going to a special VIP grand opening preview.
Soft opening.
Yeah, soft. Whatever.
Whatever it's called.
You're going to be able to gamble, right?
Yes.
That's the most important thing.
Ooh, do we have somebody from Encore on the phone?
Close. We have a person who might be a interventionist for Gambleholics. But
are you serious?
Yes, but this is her name is Jackie. And Jackie, we would like to Melissa to see whether or not she's a Gambleholic. So I know you have some questions that you can ask her to see whether or not she should actually be even going to the casino or not. Are you there, Jackie?
I am here, yes. Thank you for having me.
Okay. Go ahead with your question.
So, I always like to start off my sessions this way. Do you feel the need to be secretive? Do you think you need to hide your gambling from friends, family, coworkers, etc.?
I can't believe this is happening to me right now. if hiding means that I might go
and
people don't know, possibly.
Okay, so that's a yes. What's the next question?
Do you have trouble controlling your addiction? I mean, when you're actually gambling, is it tough for you when you reach your limit?
Okay, hold on. Let's walk it back. Away? Let's walk it back real quick. You said addiction. It has not been proven that I have an addiction. but do I have problem controlling? Okay, by controlling, are you saying that sometimes I might lose a lot and then I try to spend a lot to get that back? Yes, possibly.
Yes, okay, so that's two yeses.
Do you gamble even when you don't have the funds to gamble?
Okay. Listen.
Everything's not okay.
Yeah. Can I skip that one? Yeah. How about pass? Yeah.
Have you let's gambled pass. Instead of paying a bill?
Let's
that's
pass.
That's another yes. Pass. I mean, Jackie, do you have another question there?
I'm very sympathetic to your situation. I've dealt with people in the same situation, if not worse. But I don't think you should ever go into a casino. I don't think you should step foot even close to one. And you should definitely not go to this grand opening.
Okay. Put her on hold.
Okay,
put her on hold. I don't appreciate this.
Hold on, Dr. Jackie.
At all. I don't appreciate this. I feel like I'm being bamboozled. You snuck this in on me.
No.
Unjustly, by the way.
No, it's just, you know, we want you to, you know, go tonight with, you know.
What?
Guilt. Basically.
Yeah.
No. Okay, well, listen.
There is concern.
A little bit of concern.
Okay.
But, you know, as part of interventions, you know, I've seen the show a million times. Your loved ones also read you letters. Okay?
Oh, jeez.
I don't know if, Pebbles, I don't know if Leroy prepared anything for this, but
Leroy's coming with
not.
Me. Leroy better not be trying to talk
but
me
now
out
it's starting
anything.
To feel like I'm a chaperone.
Listen.
Or an enabler.
Right. You guys are serious. I'm going to read a letter I wrote to Melissa. It took me all night to write this.
Jesus.
Hi, Melissa. It's me, your friend Ramiro. I just want you to know that, you know, I love you. And I've seen what your gambling addiction has done to you.
This is such a crock of crap.
And you know what? Honestly, you only live once. Do what you love. Just get out there.
Wow.
Just don't
yes!
be late to work. And if you are, have a good story. I mean, look, what am I going to tell you? Not to do what you love? I wouldn't
love
want
it.
You to tell me that.
I love it. Get the sappy music out of here.
At the end of the day,
party time! Listen, DMX.
At the end of the day, let me ask you a question. Do you have any kids?
I do not.
You don't have any kids.
Nope.
All right. So when you die, the money can't come with you, whatever money you have. So your job in life is to die with exactly $0 in your account. Or if you're negative, it's even better because you don't have to pass on your debt to anybody in your family.
This is like, listen.
And you know what? I respect what Nurse or Dr. Jackie, whatever her name was, said. But,
Nurse Jackie.
Yeah. But, you know. Why you gotta poo-poo on it? If that was the case, if everyone thought like that, nobody would ever go to a casino.
Oh my
so
God.
When the spiral happens,
yeah.
Listen,
who is she calling first?
Not me. She's a grown-ass woman.
I'm starting to get messages from listeners now asking if I'm okay and I need help. Like, come on. Yes.
Listen, say, admitting you have a problem
is stupid.
Hey.
Melissa, say, what do you mean by help? Because if you want, start a GoFundMe and be like, I need some help for my jackpot slot machine tonight.
I'll be going live from the Encore tonight.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.